The proposal requires the state to reduce CO2 emissions to 1990 levels by 2020. State Senator Mark Miller says Wisconsin needs to act because federal officials are ignoring a growing problem.
I agree that this is a national issue. Even more true, it is an international issue. But currently, the U.S. is the only industrialized country that has failed to assume responsibility for its contribution to greenhouse gases.
State Representative Spencer Black says we can't afford to wait and see if global warming is a real threat.
We have an obligation to act before we see the severe damage to our environment, our economy, and our quality of life.
However, State Representative Jim Ott is among those questioning what impact Wisconsin can have on a global problem. Ott says it's just feel-good legislation.
I don't think there'd be any measurable impact on background levels of CO2. If there's no impact on background levels of CO2, there's not going to be any impact on the issue of global warming or global temperatures.
The proposal is currently being considered by a legislative committee. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.